give my, Rashi says, binti miznushka, type of a clamp, some type of a pin she had. Lebiti, I want to give my daughter, she should get my pin. V'hi b'shnei mosamon, it was worth $12. Umeis, and she died. V'kaim l'chachom mester b'reho. Even though she did not make any special kinyan, still the chachom listened to what she said. So who you see here, there's a proof that there is a kinyan of shchiv meira. So it's going to kasha on Reb Elezer. Omalehem, so Reb Elezer answered back like, b'nei reichel, the children of reichel, tikobra mimam. It's like bury the mother. So Rashi says, it means to say, klolahi, then I curse them, klaymar. Loyal alev, don't bring it onto your heart. Lo yiskru beis medrash, don't mention the name of the beis medrash. The fish rishoyim hoyu, shoyim mekayim koytsim bekerim. There are big rishoyim there. They were mekayim koytsim bekerim. They blessed the klayim. They know it was nis the klayim. They did averus. So therefore, we can't bring a proof from what they did. That's not a kasha on Reb Elezer. And in fact, over there they said the kinyan was good. You can't bring a proof from them. So I call upon him, it's a machlokes here, Reb Elezer and Echachomim, if there's such a special kinyan from Shchiv Meira or not. So I tell you, Tanakama, Reb Elezer. The Tanakama says, even though the person was a Shchiv Meira, there's no special kinyan for a Shchiv Meira. And therefore, Hoylech is lav kitzchi, the money goes back to Reuven. Since Shimon died, so the money, when it comes to Shimon, he's dead already, the money has to go back to Reuven. Reb Nosson, Reb Yaakov, Namik, Reb Elezer, they also look like Reb Elezer. That there's no special kinyan of a Shchiv Meira. Afa gav demist, and even though Reuven died now, the Shchiv Meira died, still, lo yamrina, they hold, we do not say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. They hold, there's no such mitzvah. Even though Reuven dies, before Shimon died, still, when the money comes to Shimon, if Shimon's dead already, so l'maisa v'locha is, the money goes back to Reuven's Yoshim. Because Heulach is lav tischi, Shchiv Meira has no kinyan, even though Reuven died first, there's no mitzvah kaim divrei meis. They owe nothing. Therefore, the money goes back to Reuven. V'yeshayim some say no k'rabonim. That not that Heulach is kischi, Heulach is lav tischi. The reason why the Chum say the money goes to Shimon's Yoshim is because they hold that the Chum in that there's a new kinyan of Shchiv Meira. So since when Reuven said to give the money over to Shimon, Reuven at that time was a Shchiv Meira, was very, very sick. So at that time, right away, there's a new kinyan. The fact he said to give it over, right then we consider as if Shimon is kind of it. Therefore, Shimon was alive at that time. So Shimon received it. Now when the money comes to Shimon and Shimon died already, Havada, the money goes to his Yoshim. We have Yudah, Nasi, Shammah, Mishim, Reb Meir, Reb Elezer. They also look like Reb Elezer. No, there's no kinyan of Shchiv Meira. Miyu, but the Yeran, Heicha, the Mis. But if Reuven, the sender, dies first, Amrina, we do say, Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei Meis. Without the Halacha of a Shchiv Meira, there's a new Halacha. In other words, really coming out, we have two separate Halachas here. That right before the person dies, if he says he wants to give something away, that's called the Shchiv Meira. And we hold there is a kinyan Shchiv Meira. The fact that he says to give it away, right away there is that kinyan. Now even if there's no kinyan of a Shchiv Meira, but or else even a case where the guy was healthy, and all of a sudden he got a heart attack and the guy dropped, the guy went. So there's a new svara to say, there's a mitzvah now, l'kayim divrei meis, that he left over before he died and says he wants his money to go to Reuven. If Reuven is alive right now, there's a kinyan right now, Reuven gets it. That's this new svara of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. That's from Meir svara. That heichad demis, if Reuven dies first, Amrina, we do say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. Zichachom manuchom say yachloiku. No, we divide the money up, half goes back to Reuven's Yoshim, half to Shimon's Yoshim. Misafkalu, they have a suffix. Whether we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, whether we say Shchiv Meira, it has the kinyan or not, they have in doubt. So it's like real money that's in doubt, so we say, Yachleiko, divide it. The Kanamu, but in Bubble they said, no, Shud Adif. Rather than saying, Yachleiko, divide the money in half, that half the money for sure is going the wrong way, rather say, Shud means, Rashi learns, let the Shliach judge how he would have thought what the Meshalach really meant. Did the Meshalach Reuven really meant to give it to Shimon in all cases? Or no, the Meshalach meant to get it back if Shimon is not alive. That's called Shudad. That's what Rashi learns. I think Taiz learns Shudad. If Shud is just whatever the Dayanim want to do. They can flip a coin if they want. However they want is better.
What's the difference between Shchiv Meira and Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei?
Two different Svaras. Two different Takanas Rabbanim.
Do they end up being the same thing?
No, I told you the case. Let's say a guy was a Bori. Let's say a guy was a healthy man. He was healthy. And when he was healthy, he said, I want my money to go to Shimon.
Yeah.
So he didn't make a kinyan yet. So he's not a shimera. Shimon's not kainerit. Then the next minute, let's say he goes. He gets a heart attack and he goes.
Yeah.
So the new svar now is a mitzvah. Can't give him a mace. That's a new svar. If you hold from that or not. It's a new machlekes.
He wasn't
a shimera, right. He wasn't a shimera before he died. Shimera means that when the guy is mamish dying now, and he's talking, and he's telling us that his matzah is right now, I want to give away a present. So that's one type of a kinyan. Then there's a new svara though, that if the guy was healthy, and all of a sudden he went, and now there's a mitzvah l'kayim what he said. Yeah. Right, the Rebbe Shimon Anasi, my sasla shvinu, Shimon Anasi, just telling us all the story, a case that he holds herlich as lav kishchi. So it could come out, the kids, so that everybody agrees, holich is lav kishchi. And the machloikesin over here is only machloikesin by a shchimera, is there a kinyan shchimera or not? Eboilu, you have a question like this now. Reb Shimon HaNosi, that's what it says, Reb Shimon HaNosi. Is it Pshat Nosi who? Was he himself the Nosi? He was the president, he was the highest degree in Klal Yisrael. Was he the Nosi? Or Mishmei the Nosi Kamer? Because it just means Reb Shimon is saying it over in the name of the Nosi. But not that he himself was really the Nosi. Toshma coming here. The Yomer Reb Yosef, Halacha Reb Shimon HaNosi. Reb Yosef said, the Halacha is like a Shimon HaNosi. So he called him HaNosi Mashmi, he was the president. Fredimor Vadainti Bullach. Now we can still ask the question. Nosi who? Did even Reb Yosef, what did Reb Yosef mean? Did he mean to call Reb Shimon because he really was the Nosi? Or did he come and Mishmei the Nosi? Or maybe no, it was only that Reb Shimon said it over in the name of the Nosi. Teiku, this was a Sophie. There's no proof if Reb Shimon really was the Nosi or not. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Alocha Reb Shimon HaNosi. We take a Paschal like Reb Shimon HaNosi. Now what Holach is Lav Kishchi, we also hear the Matna Shchimera will not be a Kinyan. Because Reb Yosef said, that Reb Shimon said, Alocha is, the money goes back to the Yoshim of Reuven, of the Meshalach. So if we're talking about a Shchimera now, that's Betty Markashev or Kaimelon, we hold, Divrei Shchimera, Tichsuvim, Mukim Surim Domi. We hold there is such a kinyan of a shchimera. So how could you tell me now that we paskin like Reb Shimon? And Reb Shimon is saying if this person was on his dying bed and he said he wants to give the money to Shimon, so we do not consider like Shimon was kainerit. Rather, when the money comes to Shimon and Shimon is not here anymore, the money is saying goes back to Reuven. The Chorot Astir in Halacha. How could you paskin like Reb Shimon Anosi? That holds. There's no divra shchimera, and we paskin there is Halacha of divra shchimera. Skumayin says, Rabbi Yosef Mukulababari, and Echlam Rabbi Yosef that says Lochak Reb Shimon HaNosi does not paskin our Mishnah's talk, this Bryce is talking about a Shchimera. He rather says it's talking about a Bari. And therefore, by a Bari, the Pshat is Hoylech is Lav Kishchi, so everything goes very good. So Murathakasha, Bobaholu Yorshe Meshalachama. But he says when the money goes back, he says the money does not go back to Reuven, it goes back to Reuven Shimon, to Reuven's children. So the Kash Mashma Reuven died. So Brother Mark Kasha, if Reuven died, so why does the money go back to the sender? Ah, he died. For Kaimelon, and we hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We take hold both halachas. That even if Reuven was a boy, was a healthy man, when he said to give the money, but then when he dies, there's a new mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We have to do what the mace said. And as soon as he dies, there's a kinyan to Shimon. So why does the money go back to Reuven then? So Gemara says, "Enachnami, tini yachzru l'mashalach enachnami." According to Rav Yosef, to make it the shrimp be a stirim psak halachom, you have to say that Shimon HaNosi said the money goes back to the l'mashalach. In other words, Reuven is still alive. So we're talking about now that Reuven was a healthy man, and Reuven's still alive. So Reuven just said, "I want this money to be sent to Shimon." So we held tanka holach is lav kishchi. Shimon did not acquire the money until the money reaches his hand. And here, by the time the shliach went to Shimon, Shimon was nifter ready, so therefore the locher is, the money goes back to the sender, goes back to Reuven. But only because Reuven, first of all, was a healthy person, and secondly, Reuven was still alive. Because either one thing's not like that, we paskin, if he was a shchimera, when a shchimera says something, it's an automatic kinyan. And even if he was a healthy man, but then if he died, we also paskin as a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. After the person died, there is this mitzvah to do what he said. The leftover mitzvah told us to do something here by kinyonim. There is the kinyon of a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Hadir alechwa hamevi akama. The mission is like this. Hamevi getum dinas hayom. if the shliach brings a get from America, and the first Mishnah said already, you have to have the takona before the nechtam. So now it says chedushim. The yom before the nechtam, the shliach said it was written in front of him. Avolay before the nechtam, he did not say that it was signed in front of him. Or else, before the nechtam, he said he saw it signed in front of him. Avolay before the nechtam, he did not see it signed written in front of him. Or else, before the nechtam kuloy, I saw the whole thing written in front of me. Before the nechtam chetziv, I only saw half of the signatures. I only saw one, not two of them. Or else the shliach says, before the nechtam chetziv, I saw half the get written in front of me. Or before the nechtam kuloy, I saw the whole thing signed in front of me. The loch is puzzle. These cases is no good, because that's the takona of the first Mishnah, that the shliach has to say, before the nechtam kuloy, before the nechtam kuloy. Even on the first Gemara, we had the Samaros who talk about it. We had it's enough to see really just the first line that it was written l'shmo. So why is Chatzi here apostle? So Gemara says if you see the first line written l'shmo, that's enough, because you could say the rest was written l'shmo. Here we're talking about the first half of the get you did not see was written. You only saw him write the second half, so that's no good. But if you would see him write the first half, that would be good. What about Echad Amufon Anichtov? One shliach says, yes, the get was written in front of me. The yechud, the second shliach says, before the nechtam, in front of me was signed. Still possible. Because the takana is that one shliach has to say both. One shliach has to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. That was the takana. What about shnayim oim mefoneinu nechtav? Two shluchim tell us they both saw it written in front of them. The yechud oim, and one of them say before the nechtam, one of them say in front of me it was signed. Possible. So the Gemara talks about the Chorot Pella. Why should it be possible? Forget about the first guy that said before the nechtam. But take the second guy. The second guy is saying before the nechtam and before the nechtam. Like, why is it worse? At the beginning, there two shluchim said before the nechtam, and then only one of the shluchim said before the nechtam. So forget about the first one that said before the nechtam. You have the second shliach. He is saying the whole thing. He's saying before the nechtam, before the nechtam. So why should it be possible? That's the first takana we believe in shliach, though. It's the shliach. The shliach is saying that there are two shluchim here. So one shliach says, I only saw it written in front of me. And the other shliach says, I saw it written and signed in front of me. So forget about the first shliach. You have the second shliach. Why should it be possible? We'll see in the Gemara. So it could be Rashi answers right away. Rashi says, Shneimer v'lein ha-nichtav yechod shlishi yoymer. Possible, Mishum Aitam. Rashi answers right away. Talking about a third person. Not one of these first two said before Nechtam. The first two only said before Nechtam. That's all. Before Nechtam is a third person. So there's nobody here that's saying both. Therefore, it's possible. If we have Yudah Machshir, Yudah says no. In this case, it's Machshir. Like Rashi says, Kiva the Matsuchinu Lasude Nam Yaksiva. Since we have two Eidim on the Ksiva, therefore it's good. Therefore, it's no Ksar. We'll see in the Gemara. Now, Echad Oime before Nechtam. One aid, one shliach says it was written in front of him. Kosher according to everybody. If you have two aidim on the chsima, two aidim said they saw a sign, then you have one aid said before the nechtav, that's for sure is good. Because them assume we know everything. We know from two aidim that the signatures are okay. And we know from the shliach before the nechtav. So really everything is alright. There's only xeris. We'll see in the Gemara, we're afraid you learn out to other cases. Here we won't learn out, there's no asir lachlufei. We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara says like this, Hasu Lamali, what do we need our Mishnah for? Hatani Lechad Zimni, we learned already the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that Hamei, the Get Medina Sayom, Sarach Shayem, Mephone Nechtam. The first Mishnah said, Sarach, that the Shliach has to say if the Get was written and signed in front of him. So Pshit, if he only says one, it's no good, you have to have both. So Gemara says, Imehi, from the first Mishnah of Amin, it's Sarach, the Lo Yom Akosher. True, Lechatchila, the Shliach has to say both. That he saw it written in front of him and he saw it signed. That's what should be done, l'chatchila. But maybe if he doesn't, can't say both, he only says one, maybe still it's kosher. Kamash Malon, that's what we need our second mission. He'll teach us know that if you only have half, just before the nechtam, or just before the nechtam, you should know it's possible. That the corner was vedavka, that the shliach has to tell us both. But if you only have one of them, it's not possible. Then the mission says, before the nechtam, chetzi, before the nechtam, kulay, is possible. For the Gemara, hi Chetziv, which half did you see the Sefer write? Like I said, if you only saw him write half of the get, it's possible. Ilay b'Chetziv Rishon, if the Shliach saw the way the Sefer wrote the first half of the get, he just didn't see the second half, So for the Gemara, was that possible? So Yomar Reb Loza, we had before that fair, Reb Loza says, "Afinu lekosvu by a leshita achas lishmo shuvay netzorach." As long as we saw the cipher write the first line of the get lishmo, it's kosher. You don't need more than that. So here, if we saw the first half, what should be wrong? So Gemara says, what you have to say, Yalom Rav Ashi, chetzi of achroin. For sure, here what it means to say is, the Shlilich is only saying he saw the second half of the get being written lishmo. So first half we did not see, so that's possible. We can't bring proofs from the second half to the first half. Maybe the first half the Sefer didn't realize the Lach of Lishmo. He only started to write it at the end. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that if you did not see the beginning of the get is possible. But you have to be Achshash, maybe it wasn't written Lishmo.
So does that mean that you wrote the first half? If you saw him through the first half?
That's enough.
Second half, that would be enough.
That would be enough, right. You don't have to see the second half, right. Before Nai Nechtav Kuloi, the Mishnah says, before Nai Nechtam Chetziv Posel. If you saw the right the whole get, but you only saw one signature, it's possible. Omer Rav Chizda, v'yafilu shnayin miyidin machzimas yidat yad sheni. Even though you have two edim now, being made that the second signature is also kosher, it's not forged, still it's possible. It's no good. What kind of swear, why not? Like we have this first shliach telling us that one ed is kosher. On the second ed, we have two edim. So what should be wrong? My time, what should be wrong? The Teretz of Chizda says the locher is oikula b'kiyam aget. That means we have two edim here. Now we have to make sure both edim were not forged. So there is a loch of kiyam aget means you could have two edim stam coming and telling us they recognize the signatures. So true. If you have two edim on both signatures, that's good. That's called oikula. Both edim have to be b'kiyam. Oikula b'tekonas chachamim. Or else that the takona that we believe the shliach even though he's only an ed echod. But that's the takon. If he says before an nechtim, we believe him, the takon is he has to be believed on both edim. We can't divide it up and say for one aid we'll believe the shliach, and for the other aid we'll believe two edim. Nothing doing. This takon that we believe the shliach is only if the shliach says the whole thing. But half and half, we don't have this takon. In other words, true, two edim avada we believe. That one aid is kosher, we'll believe. But that we believe the shliach on the second aid, that's nothing doing. That the corner was that the shliach says he knows both edim is kosher, we believe the shliach. But if the shliach can't tell us that both edim were signed, he only knows one, there's no takana to believe him. Alright, turn over. Most of this maskabla robots rabbi is the kasha. Me can meet you this, something like this. If the first shliach would have said that he recognizes both edim, it would be kosher. That's the locha. If a shliach says before an nechtam, we believe him. But now, on the second aid, that there are two edim saying that it's kosher, you're telling me it's possible? Like, what kind of swara is that? He doesn't know from the swara, the whole thing, b'kiyim, or the whole thing, b'tekono. What kind of swara is this? The one aid, if he would say he knows both edim, you believe him. Now that he only says he knows one aid, and on the second aid we have more. On the second aid, not only do we have an aidech, we have two aidim, so for sure it should be good. Say hello, my Rebbe. Rebbe says the pshat is like this.